Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Now, before we get to the weather.
Yes.
I was watching the second CD yesterday, okay? And I got, there was 20 minutes left, and it froze. And I said, well, geez, it never freezes. I've never had this. You know what it did? It froze, but there was a little circle going.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to leave this hooked up, and I'm going to go do other stuff. And sure enough, when I came back, like in an hour, the rest of the movie had loaded in. For some reason, it was loading as I was going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got to a point where it wasn't loaded, and it stopped. And it stopped. So I've still got 20 minutes to go, and I've got it all set up. I'm going to watch it when I get home, the final 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Now, before we get to the weather, you're definitely right. The second CD, much better than the first, even though the first was okay.
Right.
The club owner, who's that guy? The main character in the first, he is terrific. Gary, I think it is.
Gary, right. He plays, what does he play? I don't even remember the name.
Yeah, but he was terrific. He was terrific.
Yeah.
Now, I also, and he was funny. Everybody else had funny lines and stuff in the first portion, but also the parents of the the couple that were getting.
Yes, Gary Garrison and Jody.
Gary
yes.
Garrison nailed it.
Yep.
He nailed it. And the second, there were a lot of funny lines in the second half, and everybody nailed their funny lines.
I thought for such a difficult movie, I thought our crew did a fairly decent job, considering the fact that most of them are not professional actors.
Now, folks, the movie that they did was
Birdcage.
It was Birdcage. Now, also, it was just you switched from camera to camera on several scenes.
Yes.
Is that the first time you've done that quick a switch?
Yeah, and one of the problems that we've had, I don't know if you had noticed, but one of the problems we had, it was the lighting with one camera was just not good.
The lighting, also the microphone sounded a little different.
Yeah, that was the other problem.
Yeah.
And I think...
But still, I enjoy it. I enjoy
that.
I
think the bugs will get worked out, you know, this year. It was really getting acclimated to that studio and seeing how the sound was going to bounce off different walls and, you know, and things like that. So there was a lot of adjustment, and lighting was a problem.
And it was funny. I was looking, I could see when you filmed in the studio and
right.
I could see when you filmed in your house.
Right. Yes.
Just by talking to you, I said, that's Pat's house. Now, where was the kitchen scene done in the first portion?
That was a cabin up at the lake.
Okay, because I said, no, I know that's not Pat's kitchen.
No, that was a cabin up at the lake.
You would never have a red microwave.
Absolutely not. That was a cabin up at the lake. That was filmed there. The pool scene was filmed up at the lake. I'm trying to think of some of the other scenes we had there.
I don't know, but I like when the cross fell down, the lady picked it up. I like the way... you changed the, you know, when they had to change, of course, what the house looked like when the parents
right.
were coming.
Yeah.
That was well done. Everything was well done. But really, I did laugh far more so far on the second half.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the 20 minutes remaining that you have will encompass some of the making of.
All right. Well, all I can say is also, I love your opening credits.
Oh, thank you.
They really came. They were really, really good.
Yeah, we advance somewhat, you know, each year. And we'll see what happens this year because, as you know, we'll get to that in a second as the lake turns.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, as the weather turns, because today's going to wind up mostly sunny. Right now, you look out and you say, really? It's going to turn out sunny, 65 to 70, a very nice day. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-40s. Cloudy on Friday. Showers probably by afternoon, low 60s. Now for Saturday, partly sunny. A cold front comes in the afternoon. We'll have some afternoon showers, 65 to 70 ahead of the cold front. Behind the cold front now, I'm thinking variable cloud cover with some showers Sunday. It's going to be very unsettled. In the low 60s, and we still may have clouds in the shower Monday. It's hard to believe that by Wednesday of next week, we could be approaching 80.
Well, that's good.
Right? But I mean, when you see all of this weather right now, and you're thinking about all this weather, you say, no, here we go. But a lot of changes coming down the ramp. So we'll be watching that very closely. As far as our continuing saga with the lake and the dinner dance, if you haven't been following us, ladies and gentlemen, the annual dinner dance that I produce every year for the association, free of charge, this is the 20th annual dance, and all of a sudden the new board feels that they could come in and they could tell me what to do. And so we pretty much turned around and said we quit. They met last night, emergency meeting, via phone conference, and they agreed to reinstall the budget for the dinner dance and keep our prices. However, they need to know from us, but before June, whether or not we're going to run the dinner dance next year, because next year they are mandating a lower budget and they are mandating an increase in ticket prices up to $35 for members. It's now $25 and $75 for guests, which is now $35. So we are going to respond and we're going to tell them we are fine to go along with that next year, providing the members vote on it. And that's what the members want.
That's
so
right.
I will be at that meeting, which is the week before the dinner dance, and I will get up and I will talk about the dance, and then I will ask for a vote to be taken on whether or not the members are going to approve such a rate hike in the dinner dance tickets.
Now,
what
you have to do is make sure that your friend who's on the board gets on the agenda a vote. Because if it's not on the agenda, the board can say that's not on our agenda of events. So Make sure that vote is on the agenda.
Right.
Otherwise, You're left out in the cold and there won't be a vote.
Well, I mean, I'm going to make sure that I'm on the agenda, which I am every year to talk about the dinner dance and the movie. So I'll be on the agenda. But that doesn't necessarily have to happen, Marshall, because all anyone has to do is make a motion to go on the floor. And then that motion has to be seconded.
Okay.
And once it's seconded, then all opposed, all in favor, done deal. And I will make sure that one of my friends, one of my cast members sitting at the place will make the motion.
All right.
I can make the motion.
Yeah. And then you got to have somebody to second it.
Second it. Yep. Well, that should be no problem.
All right.
That's it. It's been I went to sleep at 11 o'clock last night.
So we'll follow as the lake turns when that next meeting comes up.
That is correct. And hopefully you'll be able to conclude it get some laughs out of the making of.
And I will give you my full review tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.